Coach, Dallas not averaging a whole lot on punt returns. You feel like could end up playing to your advantage on Sunday?
Des Bryant's back there. We better cover that kick. Uh-huh. I could care less about stats, to be quite honest. As soon as that national anthem's over, I couldn't tell you one person's stat, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a great player. We're going to respect him, and he can make big-time plays. So we need to protect and go cover a kick.
Mm-hmm. Later in the game, what ended up happening on that block punt?
We just had some things go wrong in our protection. A guy got beat, and we need to get that squared away this week. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll get a ton of reps tomorrow on all that stuff.
Still a successful outcome when Bosher only takes the field a couple of times, though.
Oh yeah, yeah, you like that. Yeah. You know, there's no question about it. The less we're punting, you know, the better things are usually going. So yes, yep.
What are the things you think besides just speed that makes this, you know, so dangerous, especially in the open field?
He's elusive. His size is a big factor when you watch the tape. You know, Carolina's tackling him. About seven guys hit him, and he made a 12-yard return simply because nobody wrapped up or ran through him. So you have to put your pads on him. You have to run through him, or he's going to gain yards on you, and he'll break tackles. He's trying to return it. He's trying to hit you on the return, so you need to understand that when you're covering him. He's not one of these guys that's just trying to fair catch it, get out of the down. He's going to try to make a play on you. So, you know, we need to go hit him, and, you know, a big guy like that, we need to gang tackle him.
When Quiz brings the balls out of the end zone, mm-hmm. Is it automatically a trust factor that you know he'll get it out to at least the 20, or, you know, are there times where you just, you know, the way that the kickers and the way the league is set up now?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is he's got a feel now doing it for probably six or 7 weeks, but he's got a better feel for the ball in terms of hang time and what it's doing. So he knows where the coverage is relative to the ball. So that's kind of gears when he takes his chances. So, but he does a nice job. He can make you miss in a phone booth. You know, and you know, so we trust him, and he's a physical returner, and he's going to take care of the football. So, yes.
How encouraged are you when you see guys perform like that against a speedy returner like Boykin?
You know, you just hope they continue to do it for four quarters. You know, guys like that, at any time they can bust one out. So, you know, the further along you get in the game and the more you pull away from people, actually the more intense I start to get on the sidelines, because when you start, you know, you start to pull away and you start to get a lead, you know, you got to be careful about guys letting their guard down. So, you know, when we get into that fourth quarter and we're covering kicks and we've got a significant lead, that's when it's time to coach, mm-hmm. You know, because you better get it, make sure everybody mind is still on it. Let's go get it. It's not over. Finish the game. So, but a guy with that type of speed helps you because they know he can do it. So it's encouraging, you know, when you're going against a good returner, because at least you know the guys are amped up and ready to go covering.